Yo, what up? This is Punk Rock Ron Swanson Presents Catch Me in the Pit. I'm your host, Punk Rock Ron Swanson.
Whatever you want me to be.
And I'm also here.
Fucking pit, bro.
All right, so we got Brains, and joining us is our reoccurring friend slash guest slash second, whatever co-host randomly is Mr. Travis Casper from Alpine Loop. What's up, boys?
What's McAfee, going on? Welcome. Yeah.
I didn't get to see you do like the stand up and fist pump like
4-time guitar champion.
Yeah, we're going to touch on Blue Ridge a little bit here, guys, because, you know, the whole thing with Casper flying cross country and all that shit that we touched on a little bit. But this is not part four. Part four is coming at you, I believe, next week. We have more interviews lined up. We are just back to our normally scheduled broadcasting of
tomfoolery, if you will.
Yeah. What's going on in music, new drops, new tours. Yeah, all that shit. So to start off, for those who've been listening basically from the jump, y'all already know Casper. If not, this is how we met. It was on the internet on this app called Adult Friend Fi- I mean Instagram. it actually wasn't even that. It was I go through a phase every once in a while where like I'll get off of like Apple Music and I'll go on YouTube and like just like shuffle like certain genres, and an Alpine Loop song came on and I really dug it, and that's when I went into their discography that they had on Apple, and then I did the normal thing, follow the band on Instagram and all that stuff, and we just started communicating through the band page, and then he added me on his personal page, and we just started talking and shooting the shit and supporting each other. And then when we got the podcast going up, he got to come on, and it was our first, him and Max were our first like ever interview, and it was weird and awkward, but fun. And like, we were like, yeah, this is the tone we're going to set. Like, this is how we're going to keep this platform. And, like through all the buildup of them coming on the first episode, Casper was talking mad shit about Brains and like being super critical about Brains. So I was like the middleman of them talking shit to one another. Yeah. Casper would say something to me in a message. I would then say it to Brains on the recording, and Brains would respond in the podcast. And then Casper would message me again. I'm like, quit doing this. And then they got to meet, and now we're all three friends that met because of a YouTube video, because this schmuck decided to make some pretty decent pop punk music.
I appreciate that, and everything I said about Brains, I meant it. It still stands, even though we're friends.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, so Casper and Alpine Loop, they've got a lot of shit going on, but I do want to explain, like, or not explain, but emphasize on the significance of, like, you know, we've known each other for what, at least a year now, a little over a year. And we've confided in each other just by, you know, just by our conversations and talking a lot. And then, Brains finally said fuck it and bought your ticket because you were being a little bitch and wouldn't buy your ticket and commit. So Brains made you commit, and And then you're like, it was official and you came, and like, it was like the countdown for Blue Ridge, like the hype of Blue Ridge, the hype of getting to meet you. And then you come into town, and then like, what was it like? I mean, I know that layover fucking sucked.
Yeah. I mean, your classic airlines these days just delay you for 12 hours and don't care about you, but finally made it. It was pretty cool, honestly. Like, you guys were kind hosts, and I was actually not nervous at all about meeting all you guys for the first time, because we've got to know each other so much through the podcast, and we've even like gamed some Warzone together and all that. Like, yeah, I was pretty stoked for Blue Ridge, but mostly just to come hang out with you guys. And obviously Blue Ridge wasn't all it was cracked up to be, but yeah, I had a blast, and I'm glad I made the journey, even though Blue Ridge Firefest happened.
So there was, because like basically, like when we go to festivals, like we go as a big group, but everybody like wants to see specific bands and stuff. Brains and I definitely had a couple of instances where we turn and we look and we're like, "Where's Casper?"
So you really were the
where friend, was I?
The friendly ghost.
Yeah, you really were the friendly ghost. Like, so, like, what bands did you get to go see and enjoy while you were at Blue Ridge?
Oh man, you're gonna make me have to pull up the list, aren't you?
Damn, you didn't enjoy much then, if you can't remember, huh?
I mean, I remember the ones that I was super stoked about, but I guess it really was only 2 days, huh?
Day,
I mean,
day
I
and
stuck
a
with
half.
you guys. Yeah, day and a half. I feel like I stuck with you guys for the majority of it, but I definitely went off and saw some different ones. I mean, we saw, what did we see that first day? We pretty much stuck to the smart punk,
Yeah,
right?
Outline and
Color
Color was the
Kingdom.
first band.
And then you guys went over to CKY. I stuck around for Body Snatcher. I'm not sure, did you guys come back for Drugs and Alpha
Oh
Wolf
yeah.
and stuff?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so yeah. I mean,
I
I think
wasn't there for that.
The only one I didn't see with you, Brady, that first day was CKY, because I stayed for Body Snatcher, but the rest of the day I was chilling at Smart Punk.
Well, until Brains, Tyler, and myself, right before shit hit the fan, we went over to the main stage to go check out Coheed.
Oh yeah, I was kind of just wandering around. I didn't really, I know you guys like Alpha Wolf. I didn't really, after Drugs, I was just kind of wandering around. I was getting ready for Escape the Fate, though.
Bro, I was the only one at Alpha Wolf. Everybody else was at like a different set. I was like, I went to go, I forgot what I was doing, but I like, because it was Drugs and then Alpha Wolf, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, after Drugs, because you, Sam, and Eli were with me for Drugs, and y'all were going somewhere else to go check out another set. And I was like, nah, I'm going to stay. And then I ended up going and talking to Kent and Randall and Matt and doing something else. And then that's when I met Brains' TikTok girl. And I ended up getting behind the rail for Alpha Wolf and like front and center. And I sent y'all a picture like, this is what y'all get for leaving me, bitches.
Oh, yeah. I think, honestly, I just took a breather during Alpha Wolf. I got some water and sat in the shade for a minute so I didn't die.
Went under the tree.
Yeah. We don't have that humidity out here in Utah. I was getting beat.
That'd be true.
And then Friday, we were all pretty separated and together at the same time most of the day. Like, it was weird. Like, everybody was like spread out. And then, but you ended up staying when we left after Callboy. You ended up staying for the rest of the night, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And I was actually at the monster stage for the all morning, because it was Angel Maker and then Upon a Burning Body. And But yeah, then I was with you guys up until you guys left. I just had to see Lorna. Electric Cowboy and Lorna Shore were my two, like, the two bands I wanted to see more than anyone else at the whole festival. So I was like, I mean, I was freaking tired, but I was like, I gotta stay for Lorna.
Well, I'm happy
And
you
they
got to
did
see
not
the two bands you
disappoint.
wanted to see.
I mean, there was definitely bands that I wanted to see the other days for sure, but if I had to rank them, Electric Cowboy and Lorna were my top two. But the next day, I mean, obviously there was bands I wanted to see the entire freaking weekend. That's why we were there, but
Yeah, after, you know, when we were sitting on that bus on Saturday, I was like, damn, I'm jealous of Casper right now. Because we woke up Saturday morning, like, you know, because Brain, Sam, Eli, and myself, we dipped after Callboy to get our rest for fucking Saturday. And, you know, you, Tyler, Zach, and Josiah did not want to get up because y'all got in so late. How are those bus lines when y'all are like leaving Friday night, like a normal night?
Still bad, but not nearly as bad. It was probably because Slipknot was still playing after Lorna got over, so there was still tons of people in there.
I bet.
The lines were, it was still like an hour and a half of standing there. Same issue as the night before with tons of people trying to cut. And yeah, it was still not fun, but it was
So
hour and
was
a
it the
half.
same? Was it the same wait time? And were you in like kind of the same spot in line as we were?
No,
The
actually, the lines were, they the buses were at a different spot because we lined up like right next to the gate, and so I was worried we're going to be there all night. But it moved a lot faster, and the pickup spot was closer, so I mean, an hour and a half still sucks, but it beats Thursday night and
That's really
at
not
least we
that
should
bad
get
with
up.
a with what was considered overcrowded,
Well, I'll bet
and
after
leave.
Slipknot, it got crazy.
Oh, so y'all didn't stay for Slipknot?
Right. So Lorna and Slipknot were the two headliners. But Lorna
Gotcha.
started like a half hour before Slipknot.
Oh, I thought y'all had stayed for Slipknot. So that was the line without everybody still seeing Slipknot.
Exactly.
Oh, so yeah, that's still pretty wild. That's a pretty wild wait time when it's like still like 80% of the crowd is still there for Slipknot. Because
Exactly.
as far as that picture showed, like that crowd went almost all the way back to Smart Punks.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
but I'll bet the lines that night were rough.
I bet.
But then Saturday, you know, because Casper, not Casper, Tyler, Zach, and Josiah, they ended up leaving the house a little bit after us, and you were like, I'm not feeling good. I'm going to kick it, and then I'll get a ride there later. And, you know, we're waiting on the bus the whole time. And I like, at one point, I was just like, I'm really fucking jealous of Casper because he's just chilling at the Airbnb right now.
Oh, yeah. I was not going to head over until you guys were in.
He was
Nice.
checking in on us, though, which was very nice of him. He was saying, how you guys doing? We were like, fucked.
And then at the end of the night, when we all get back, the fucking house was clean. We're like, bro, no, we're adults. Thank you, but no.
Bro, my first thought was that someone else came through and cleaned.
Right? Fucking dishwasher door was open. The trash, like the counters were spotless. It was like, because I walked in and I just stopped and I was staring, and Brain's like, what, what? And I was like, look. And he's like, what the fuck?
I felt bad. You guys sat on a bus for 6 hours while I was freaking, I don't know what I was doing, sleeping and chilling.
Yeah,
Was
you
the
had
least I could do.
that bad travel and fucking not a whole lot of foods that you could eat situation going on.
Yeah, I probably averaged like 5 hours of sleep for like 5 days straight, and it was catching up.
You were a trooper up until Saturday, so I give you credit.
Yeah, it was so funny too, because like, you know, I on day one I went in and like I opened up Brian's door to make sure he was up, and he popped up, and then I opened up your door to make sure you were up, and you were like zonked, and I knew you were going to be, just because, and like I'm like flashing the lights and like yelling at you, and it got to the point where like it was like I was playing like the penis game, where like each time I'd say your name I'd get louder and louder and louder, and you weren't answering. Until your
penis was in my mouth,
right? And then I finally got you up, and you were like laying on your side, and then you like get up and you got your eye mask on and your fucking your earplugs in. I was like, that's why this motherfucker couldn't hear me.
Yeah, dude. I mean, because you guys were trying to get up at 6 a.m., which is 4 a.m. Utah time. And I had like I was riding on no sleep already. And so, yeah, it was rough. But
yeah, no, like Brian said, you were a trooper.
Thank you.
But it was cool too how, like, you know, we touched on it last week with the boys, but like we always make the best of whatever fucking situation we're in. And you know, we got to come back to Charleston that Sunday, and then we pretty much kept that evening as like we're just fucking like chilling and resting, which we all needed mentally, emotionally, and physically at that point. And but then, you know, we all got to go downtown Charleston that Monday, your last day in town, because like you like to travel, like, I mean, fuck, you travel across the world and go sightseeing and, you know, appreciate history and shit. So we got to go downtown and fuck around downtown and hang out. We tried our damnedest to pressure you into getting a tattoo. didn't work, but he's gonna get a tattoo. What are your parameters on getting a tattoo?
Oh, me and Max are gonna get Alpine Loop tattoos as soon as we hit 10,000 monthly, and we've crept up towards it, but then in between releases it always goes back down, you know.
Speaking of releases,
oh, did he release while we weren't looking?
I mean, I was looking at picture Zoom call of your faces, but
oh, I could only get so erect.
No, but for real, speaking of releases,
oh, you want me to go?
Just last week, Alpine Loop was on what is it, the Ghost Killer like collaborative album,
Pop Goes Hardcore Volume 2,
and y'all did the I'm Good, the blue song. Who's the original singer of that?
I don't know, some guy, I guess.
It was some DJ who did a collaboration with another person, but the original is Eiffel 65.
Yes.
Oh, is David Guetta or something.
Yeah, David Guetta and somebody else, but Eiffel is the original owner.
Oh, yeah.
It was probably like the biggest pop song of that year.
That was like what, 97, 98?
Something like that. Like, it blew up big.
Yeah, I still have that phone. That song. And everybody thought it was I'm blue. If I were green, I would die. If I were green. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Crazy thing about them is that
it says anything different.
Oh.
Wait, what'd you say?
I didn't know it said something different than that.
Oh, yeah. It's, fuck, what is it? Hold on. I'm going to get it. Hold on. I'm pulling the lyrics. Keep talking.
Yeah, the release was last Friday. They got some pretty cool bands on there, on the collaboration album. All the bands on the label were on it, and they got the Bunny the Bear, who used to be with Ghost Killer before they blew up huge, and Yeah, there's some bangers on there. I'd say overall, the album was pretty dope. If you haven't listened to it, go
Was.
check it out.
It was. I usually am not one to listen to those types of things. So you got my foot in the door.
All right, good.
No, I'm the cover guy and the
Well, I know you are. I'm just waiting for that Whitney Houston hardcore cover. Oh, what a dance with somebody.
Yeah, you got Tired Violence, fucking We Were Giants, the Bunny the Bear. Is Bunny the Bear not with Ghost Killer anymore?
No, they're
No, he said
not.
that. He just said that, mate.
Sorry.
No, you're good. They kind of blew up, so I think they got a offer from someone else.
Bro, I was listening to Bunny the Bear like back in the MySpace days.
Did they blow up post Courtney or pre or like current Courtney, like when she was singing for them? Do we know?
If you're asking me, you're asking the wrong person.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Courtney, I thought it was two dudes.
No. Well, I don't know. She was on there at one point. I don't know if they blew up when she was singing for them or if it was after or pre. I don't know.
Oh, dude, Bunny didn't blow up until like 2018 when
Oh, so way past.
The Way We Rust, I think, was the album that like they blew up on. But like,
Yeah.
fuck, that one from like 2010, 2000, somewhere around between 2009 and 2011 with Isle on it, that's what got me into them.
Gotcha.
But no, Casper, the lyrics for the chorus is I'm blue. Daba dee ba daba die, daba dee daba die, daba dee daba die, daba dee daba die, daba dee daba
Always how I
die.
heard
For some reason,
That's
like
just good writing right there.
so many people thought it was if I were green, I would die.
Don't know
Power
what's better.
suggestion. The power of suggestion.
But what's Luke got going on in the mix right now?
We've got two songs completely tracked. One of them's almost done being mixed. We kind of set a goal since our releases have been so scattered. We're trying to get three songs fully mixed and then like release them like 6 weeks apart just so we can have some more consistency going and then be working on the next stuff during that time. So hopefully we announce the first one within like a month or so.
So when's the album coming?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know. We're trying to do an EP. The problem is you just get so much more traction from releasing singles. It just kind of like hurts my soul to put out albums, you know?
Is that why some of these bands are just doing strictly singles?
Yeah, because the algorithms, that's the thing. If you release a 12 song algorithm, you can, or a 12 song album, you can still only submit one song off that album to Spotify to get put on the algorithm. So if you release all 12 songs as singles, then you can submit all 12 songs. So it's just kind of a bad setup they got going right now, that and it's why everyone's doing singles because it doesn't really make sense. I mean, that's why a lot of people are doing like EPs, but then they'll have a six song EP, but they'll still release four of them as singles first.
That explains why a lot of bands are releasing like five or six singles and then releasing the rest of the album.
Right. So that's honestly probably what we'll do is we'll probably do like a six song EP and then release like four of them as singles first, and then maybe throw like an extra cover song or something on there.
Got it.
Should be a cover of a song that you guys already did. I'm just saying.
Is that so?
You know what song I want y'all to redo.
You want us to redo Universal Donor?
No.
No?
Punk rock songs.
Want? Oh, you do want punk rock songs back.
I love that song so much. That was the song that got me on to y'all.
Yeah, I love that song too. And it is hard for me to listen to because the quality is bad. But it would be pretty dope if we redid it.
Speaking it and putting it out into the universe.
Okay.
Yeah, bitch.
We'd probably make some drastic changes to it, but we could keep the idea of it.
Idea, bitch.
Idea.
It sounded like you said IKEA, bitch.
IKEA, bitch. Build it yourself.
But no, talking about the singles versus albums, like that's one of the reasons why Fall in Reverse is not going to put out an album again. Like Ronnie has said in multiple interviews that Coming Home flopped. Even though it was a good album, it flopped based on streaming and stuff. And that then he released, I forget which single it was, but Drugs, like whichever the first single was when he started doing nothing but singles. I think it was Drugs, wasn't it?
No, it was like Losing My Mind and Losing My Life.
Yes. That's when it started. Losing My Mind, then Life, then Drugs, and then Popular Monster. That's why he does the singles, and he works tirelessly on making one amazing song, and then also like dumping all the money into, because like I don't think like normal people like really understand how much it costs to make a fucking music video. Like it's like
millions.
Shit, some bands have exceeded like, you know, high hundred thousands up to a million on fucking music videos, but like it costs like thousands upon thousands to make like these crazy ass music videos. And like I was reading something where like the Motionless in White, the Werewolf music video costs like over 500K to make.
Jesus.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're in a competition now to have who has the cleanest like video quality, you know, like when they add in all this extra CGI shit.
Speaking of Motionless and Ronnie, have y'all seen their little beef going on?
What, that Ronnie says that Motionless copied him with Werewolf?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it. I mean, it's...
I don't think
I could add anything on to it. He did like a shot-by-shot of his music video for, I don't remember what, but he...
Popular Monster.
Yeah, Popular Monster, and he compared it to Motionless in White's Werewolf, and he was like, funny colors? They have funny colors. Streaming lights here? We have streaming lights there. This, and that. And he was like, it's just like a copy for copy.
Yeah, and apparently, like, he even dug deep into saying it was, like, the same fucking music video director, and it was the same location that the music video was shot. Well,
then that makes sense. Because if you look at the director that did Resentment and Hereafter, you know, Resentment for a Day to Remember and Hereafter for Architects, same style, same exact style.
Right. That's like, I mean, y'all know I love Ronnie more than a lot of people, but like, I don't know. There's stuff like that where it's like you're just grabbing at things, I think, at that point. You know, there are a lot of similarities, yeah, but like one, when you're in one specific genre of music, there's going to be similarities. Like a lot
Yeah,
of them.
I'm pretty sure that Chris Motionless, like when they were making this music video, I'm pretty sure he wasn't combing the internet looking to make sure that they didn't copy anyone. And I'm sure, you know,
Or
part
if
of me
he
thinks
got
that
the
maybe
same director, he might have just been like,
I
"Hey,
like that style.
I really like the work you did on that one. I want to go for that a similar style." Done.
You know, it could just be, you know, imitation is the highest form of flattery. You know, like it doesn't have to be like that.
But Ronnie always takes it like way too far, and so like he already got banned on TikTok once and made a new account, and then he
He was
in the
already beefing with them before that.
yeah because they dropped Crown when the accusations were made, and that's when he picked up Crown. Because like Ronnie's against cancel culture because he's always in the center of it, and when the accusations came out literally like 24 hours later, Crown got dropped off of the Motionless and White tour, and then like the evidence came forward like a few days later of the facts of the matter, and it was debunked, and that's when Ronnie was like all up in arms about there's always two sides. Like you never want to have a victim, you never want to endorse, the assailant, but at the same time, like, get the facts first before you react. And that's when he started going after Motionless. But like, he gets like way too carried away on social media. Like, I mean, you see his stories on IG, like, someone talks shit about him or makes a shitty comment. And he like immediately like screenshots their comment, posts it in their stories, and then he goes and like digs deep into their profile and then like finds a picture of them and then like comments on that and puts in his story and like blasts people all the time. And then which he like he thoroughly enjoys doing it. And then but like thing I was like, all right, you gotta stop was there was a video that he was responding to that somebody put I'd rather listen to Motionless and White than Fall in Reverse like any day of the week. And then he comment or he stitched the comment or responded to the comment in a video and said, Motionless and White is Breaking Benjamin for the trannies. And I was just like, bro, you gotta stop.
Oh, that's intense. That's fucked up.
My favorite response to that though was this trans person who has like the LGBTQ plus whatever flag in the background, and she was like, you know what, Chris does sound a little bit like Ben and they make better music than you. I approve this message.
I mean,
Damn.
he's I heard the Breaking Benjamin song style in what was it? Masterpiece. If you
Yeah.
listen to it, it that in the in the in the chorus, he sounds just like Breaking Benjamin.
Ben, yeah,
Yeah.
no, I get that. I was just like, come on, man. There's like stirring the pot and shit. And like, you're,
Saying something fucked up like that.
yeah, like that's fucked.
Yeah. He likes it. He
He
likes
does
getting
like it.
the he likes getting the attention.
But before we get into the latest drops and what we got on the horizon, I have to talk about my weekend.
No.
Oh, I do. I do.
Oh, okay.
It started off. Well, let me, because Casper, like, I haven't really talked to you in a week or so. I come home from work on Wednesday and we have a new puppy.
Aw,
puppy.
And Macy had messaged me earlier in the day of like literally like the animal shelter was like we're at capacity. And it was like a tiny like newborn pup that needed fostered, and it was a pit pup. And she was like begging me and begging me and begging me. And I was just like, whatever. Like if he's there when you get there, you know, we'll foster it, see what's up. Well, it's gone when she gets there because it's a brand new pit bull pup. And then she finds this other one that's a couple months old that is literally skin and bones. And like the shelter just got her like the day before or something. And like claws so long, they were curling back into the pads of her feet. And I was like, let's rest on it and talk about it later. Like we're going to Orlando tomorrow. And then she was like, oh, I already got it covered. I already got people watching her. Like, it's fine. So we get a puppy. So first night with the puppy is fine. Whatever it is, what it is. Her and Ty get along. That's all that mattered, right? We go down to Orlando on Thursday. Check into the hotel, just chill. And then we went to Disney on Friday, which was fun as fuck. Like, we went to what used to be known as MGM Studios. It's now Hollywood Studios because that's where Star Wars World is. And shit was fucking amazing. I loved every second of the Star Wars part. The people at Disney, not so much. Disney adults are like, they're strange. That's all I'm saying. But what we went down there specifically for was Saturday. And it was NoFX's farewell tour. And bro, the co-defendants, the Circle Jerks, Less Than Jake, Pennywise, NoFX. And, you know, we got VIP and all that stuff. And, you know, we get in line, we get through the gates, and, you know, the NoFX merch tent is like humongous and the line's already starting to form. And so Macy's like, I'm going to get in line, go find out where the lockers are. Like, cause like I'm a merch whore. And, I like literally like walked all over the festival grounds and I could not find the lockers. And then I looked at somebody and I was like, do you know where the lockers are? And he was like, yeah, it's that big box truck by the gate. And I went in and it was kind of set up like they had a big like box truck, like U-Haul type truck, Brian. Like it was kind of set up how they did Slaughter Prevails like locker rental, mm-hmm. how they zip tied everything up and gave you a number and all that. So yeah. I went and rented a spot, and but as I was wandering around, Punk Rock Saves Lives was there, and Rob, the founder, was there, and I walked up and I shook his hand and said, "What's up?" I was like, "Yeah, man, last time I saw you was on your birthday in Charleston," and he was like, "Oh, that was such a fun show," and then he goes, "Yeah, I share a birthday with a motherfucker. It was a good night, but not anymore." And he just started like, you know, talking shit about Justin Sane. And then he was showing me like the Punk Rock Saves Lives. They have a new vinyl, like a collaborative vinyl coming out. And I think it drops this week actually. And he pulled out one of the vinyls and like in big block bold lettering, it said like presented by Punk Rock Saves Lives and then Justin Sane. And he's like, we have 5,000 of these. And I forget who he said, but somebody, you know, donated the funds basically to have all of them destroyed and reprinted without Justin's name on it. Which I thought was badass. And, you know, we get the locker. I see Rob talk to him and we go to, I meet up with Macy in the merch line and we go and get the merch and like, bro, they had everything. They had so many different shirts and like so many different things. Like I got the hat, I got the fucking Wolves and Wolves clothing, fucking tapestry flag. I got a fucking duffel bag that says NoFX on it. I got two NoFX shirts. She got two NoFX shirts. I got a Punk and Drublic shirt and I got a Fat Record shirt. Then we went over to the Fat Rec tent. Cause that's where all the vinyls were at. Oh yeah. And I got a bunch of sticker packs too. Cause you know how I am with stickers. And, we went over to the fucking Fat Rec tent. Dude, I'm so pissed about this. I'm still salty about this, man. So a couple in front of us, you know, we're shooting the shit with them while they're in, while we're in line, and you know, they're from New York. They flew down from New York, and I was like, "Where?" They're like, "Long Island." I was like, "Oh, well, that's what's up." I said, "My boy's from there," and they're like, "Yeah, where?" I was like, "I don't fucking know. Suffolk County, some one of the counties. I don't remember like off the top of my head." But I was like, I never realized how big Long Island was until like he and I started hanging out. And when people say they're from Long Island, I think it's just like a town, and it's not. No. It's like a whole thing. And they started laughing, and they're like, "Yeah, well, we're from Suffolk." I was like, "Cool." And then I think I actually tried calling you, and like it didn't go through or something because like there was shit service. I was like, "Yeah, no, can never tell you where some random guy who's friends with a random guy that you just met lives in Long Island." And they laugh, and they're right up in line, right? And so they did these limited pressings on the vinyls, and they got the special wraps that say "Final Tour," and on the back it's got, you know, "I paid too much money for this shitty vinyl at NoFX's last show," and then it says what town or city it was in. And they had a first ditch effort laying on the fucking counter, and I was like, "I'm getting first ditch effort, like Final Tour, fuck yes, like let's go." They had, you know, a War on Errorism and a couple, they had Suffer and like a couple other ones. And I was like, "Word, I'm gonna get War and I'm gonna get First Ditch." First Ditch is the album that has Oxymoron on it. And that fucker ordered the First Ditch, and the guy at the booth had to take the one that's taped to the table off because it was the last one. So the motherfucker who I was shooting the shit with in front of me got the last First Ditch right as we walked up. I was so pissed.
Get fucked.
I was so mad, and I can't lie. I couldn't control myself at the beginning. I was like, "You motherfucker." Like, and I was like, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I very passionately wanted that vinyl." But I got a couple of vinyls, and we went and we put the shit up, and then, you know, it's Punk and Drublic Festival. It's NoFX beer tasting festival. And so I don't drink. Macy doesn't drink beer, but you know, it's part of the experience. So she went and tried like two different things at the little brewery tents. They gave us these little plastic like beer tasting cups with the Final Tour logo on it. And I'm just like, "I want the cup because it has the fucking logo on it." And she tried the, do you remember at Blue Ridge, those people were walking around with like the cardboard milk jugs, like the beatbox drinks?
No, I don't remember that.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, well, she tried one, and apparently it was god awful. It was like non-carbonated Four Loko. And and then she tried another one, and she was like, she actually finished the beer rather than the fruitier flavored drink, which was weird because she hates beer. Did that for a minute, and weirdly, I ran into people that I had no idea were going to be there that I know from all across the East Coast. And so that was cool, getting to like say what's up to people randomly. And then we went and saw all the sets, and like Less Than Jake came on, and like, you know, because we were just hanging out while all the earlier bands were playing and just chilling. And then Less Than Jake came on, and fucking they were amazing. Roger was hilarious. We actually passed Roger like in the crowd. He was walking with some lady, and like I'm like, "That's Roger from Less Than Jake." And like I didn't go up to him or say anything, but like I was just like, it's crazy how he's literally just like walking through the festival and walking through the crowd, and nobody has any idea he's right there. But like,
yeah, Less Than Jake, surprising.
Less Than Jake fucking absolutely crushed it. And then the Circle Jerks came on, and they're old. They're old as fuck, but they still got it. They're still fucking, and the crowd is just getting crazier and crazier and crazier. And it was like the Pop Evil show, where it was like a lot of old people and then like a decent amount of like people our age, but they all knew what they were getting signed up for at this one, rather than at the Pop Evil show where they had no idea who the two opening bands were. And like so many geriatric punks just trying to fucking enjoy it. And I was embracing and enjoying and loving every fucking minute of it. There were some weirdos, there were some straight up weirdos. So one dude kept like hitting on Macy, and she couldn't tell if he was gay or just weird and flirting. And he was kind of incessive for a while until he realized I was her boyfriend. And then Pennywise, bro, I've seen Pennywise, I think that was my fifth or sixth time seeing them, and it's always a fucking great show. And at that point, like, they're coming off stage and it's dark, and it was like an hour wait for no effects, and like nobody, everybody's trying to push up and get close, as close as they can, and nobody's trying to budge and nobody's trying to leave their spots, and we're just sitting there. And next thing you know, you see Hefe on the side stage getting ready to come out, you see fucking Melvin, you see Fatty, you see fucking Smelly, and it's like, all right, it's coming, and they're literally all just hanging out on the side stage for like 20 solid fucking minutes.
What?
And then they come in on the stage, and fucking the crowd literally erupts, and they just start fucking going and going, and they do this fucking, you know, they're banter back and forth, and like, dude, they literally played 40 fucking songs. They played like 30 songs and then had to take a break. And I saw a picture of their set list. There was actually like a slot on their set list for pee break. And
was it the song?
No, they did not play the song. But when they went, Fatty was like, all right, you know, we're getting old. That's why we're retiring. And we're playing for hours here. And 40 songs is a lot of songs, and we got to pee. And I started in the crowd. I started saying, I gotta pee. And they just like walked off stage and took a break. And they came back like 15 minutes later. And they come back on stage, play 9 more songs. They're like, all right, this is the one that we hope y'all have been waiting for. And they played The Decline. 18 minute long fucking song. They played it in full. Macy was scared because she was recording, and she did not know if I was actually serious when I told her I wanted her to record it. She thought I was like, record the whole 18 minutes. And I was like, no, just like the first like couple minutes of the song. And then at the end, cause you know, like, dude, they do like this huge performance with like a full like band and like with all the horns and stuff in it. And like, that's how the recorded version is. But Hefe switches from guitar and trumpet in a lot of their songs. But then Barry, the guy who plays the trombone from Less Than Jake, comes on stage, hands Hefe his trumpet, and him and Hefe are doing the fucking the brass section of the song. And then right at the very end, with like 2 minutes left in the song, Fletcher from fucking Pennywise comes on and is playing the guitar solos with fucking Fat Mike and Melvin. And it was Hell just yeah. like everybody just like lost their fucking mind. And this one dude, because like, you know, people paid for like the super bro VIP shit where they were like side stage. This one dude, he was standing on the amplifier, and security kept yelling at him to get off the amplifier and like get back in the section. And the dude flipped off the security guy and then pointed at the crowd. And it's like, you know how big it is, how long it is from the stage to the fucking the guardrail. Dude fucking ran and lunged and crowd surfed and made it, and then surfed to the pit.
Hell yeah.
Like, that's, I was just like, energy. And I'm just like, I'm just standing there and I'm like fucking soaking it all in, and I'm enjoying it. And I'm like, bro, like, I did not want that night to end. I did not want them to go off stage. It was my first time ever fucking seeing them. You know how much I fucking love them. And like, I was so amped and excited to go see it. But like at the end of the night, I was like, fuck, that was like my one and only opportunity probably. And then I was having a conversation with somebody. They're like, yeah, they're doing 40 shows. This is only the 15th one. They've got 25 more shows to announce.
Oh, that sounds exhausting.
And I was like, so you're saying there's a chance that they play another East Coast show? He's like, I hope so. And so first thought was, well, if they do, it's going to be probably Asbury Park or somewhere in New York. And I'm like, Brian, we going up north. You don't have to go to the concert, but me and you going up north because you got the place to crash.
Yeah, So you're just using me for the housing I can give you.
I mean, I'll just text your brother-in-law. Be like, yo, can I come crash?
He'd let you too. They're nice like that.
They are nice like that.
Yeah. Because you know what's funny? You know who was playing in New York when I was up there?
Who?
Dance Gavin Dance.
Oh, Swan Fest.
Yeah, they were in Manhattan Monday night. And I tried to get them to come with me, but they were like, no, you can go though. And I was like, I don't want to go. Like, I even like, you know, I was like, she's like, who's playing? And I was like, you probably wouldn't know them. And then I guess she Googled it. And I tried to get her to like listen. I thought she was going to listen to the music. And I was like, yo, if she gets into it, yo, are we going? but we didn't end up going, obviously. I had
Yeah,
the chance, though.
that would have been dope.
All right, so an all-around good time then. Hey, chap.
Oh yeah, and dude, it was set up like that's where it's the same like fairgrounds that they do the Earth Day birthday festival every April down there.
Yeah.
Actually, they do a couple festivals, and like, bro, just the one day festival put Blue Ridge to shame. The organization for parking, the gate setup, the fucking vendor setup, the bathroom setup, and VIP actually had what VIP promised. They had three air conditioned trailers with two doors on them.
Yes.
With multiple toilets on one side for women, and then two toilets and three urinals on the other side for men. And they had three of those set up.
Yeah.
They were air conditioned, everything. Perfect. I'm like, hey, this is what was promised at Blue Ridge. I'm like, hey, Sly Guy. And I tried to call him, but he deactivated his phone number this time. And like, he's trying to like, hey, be like, yo, you need to come down. You know, you need to see how the punks do it. Cause they actually like, they deliver what they promised. I actually, in my opinion, they over fucking delivered. But
his
yeah.
Facebook's back up.
Doesn't he have comments turned off or something though?
Yeah, but it's back on.
Oh, bro, he's like Kevin Durant. He had a burner account the whole time.
Probably. Well, that's great that it was well organized. I'm sure they just had their shit more together than anybody else, you know? It's just,
and like, don't get me wrong, that's probably the drunkest crowd I've ever seen in my life at a show.
Oh, I would imagine.
Because they were drinking free beer from noon to 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, goodness me. Yeah.
But like, even getting out of the parking lot, like, it was not bad at all. Like, you know, we got there 20 minutes before gates rolled up. I actually went through the wrong entrance because there was like a main entrance and then there was like another entrance in the like where I was coming from the hotel. I guess like my GPS took me there, but I guess it took me out the side entrance, and we parked right at the gate where artists were pulling into.
You should have been like, I'm an artist. Let me through.
Oh, dude, there was a check-in and everything. I like walked up and I was like, yeah, where do I sign? And they're like, nah, go around.
Go around, stupid ass. Nice try.
But yeah,
Stolen Valor.
Hands down, the best show of my life.
Hell yeah, bro.
Like, I'm still feeding off that high.
Good man.
And then, you know,
until you're jonesing.
And then, well, I don't have to fucking wait that long because we're going to a banger on Saturday.
That's right.
Casper, is there anything good coming your way in Salt Lake? Like, y'all get good tours.
State Champs is coming with Boys Like Girls a week from Friday, but I wasn't sure I was going to be in Utah for it, so I didn't get a ticket, and now it's sold out, and they're reselling for like $150, and
Who else is playing on that one?
I don't remember.
Four Year Strong's on that, aren't
yeah,
they?
Four Year Strong is on that. They're on one of the legs of it.
Yeah, I thought they were going to be on it, but I don't think they're doing the Utah one.
Oh, Brian, that's why they're not on the – because they were on the East Coast leg of this tour, and they're going to be on the West Coast leg of the Starting Line tour.
Yeah, that didn't make sense to me why an East Coast band would not be on the East Coast side of the tour. But
definitely agree.
Yeah. Other than that, I'm actually kind of bummed. Senses Fail played last weekend, and they played like Saturday night or Friday night, and I didn't see. I was kind of sick last week anyway, so I probably wouldn't have gone. But I didn't see until Monday that Buddy put out a video and was like,
Yeah.
anyone who went to Blue Ridges can get free tickets to any tour, any show on our tour. So I could have freaking got free tickets, but I didn't see it till 2 days after the show.
He should have messaged him anyway.
I know, damn. But yeah, nothing
like,
else.
Hey, he already came through, but can I get tickets?
I
Nothing
read
else is
somewhere.
coming through.
Nothing that I'm been really planning on, at least not for a couple months. That I kind of want to hit that Story of the Year 20 anniversary tour, but that's not for like a month or so.
That's the one where you could see 4 Year Strong as well.
Yeah,
Oh,
because
really?
4 Year Strong is going to be on that leg
They're
of
going
the
to be on
tour.
your side of the country for that part of the tour.
Well, then I'll probably go to that for sure.
Who's coming on our side of the tour? It's like We the Kings or something.
Yeah, We the Kings. Yeah.
Yeah, fucking ass.
Yeah, we got the good one.
Like I love Story of the Year, and fucking it's the Page Avenue Anniversaries Tour. Like, so I would totally love to do it, but like I'd 100% go if 4 Year was there, but I'm not even wasting my time. I can't sit
Yeah,
through
I
We
get
the
it.
Kings just to hear Page Avenue live.
Not
Fair.
worth it.
You know what frustrates me is Millencolin hasn't done anything like US tour other than like a couple random like West Coast festival appearances in years, but they like keep announcing fucking European tours. That pisses me off. They should go on a US tour.
Agreed. I feel like Europe gets a lot more better lineups and tours sometimes.
Yeah, dude, did you see where Landmarks is going on tour in Europe with the Devil Wears Prada and like Moss the Flames?
Yep.
Like, I mean, we're getting a hell of a fucking lineup with
Hilarious.
Dropouts, but like, I wish like Moss the Flames was on that fucking lineup.
Yeah, I'd love to hear them in a not festival set list.
Well, and they were fucking absolutely brutal and fucking loud as shit in the festival. Like, I can only imagine indoors.
Yes. He was angry the entire time. 10 out of 10.
And his ripped up Eminem shirt.
Talking about how fat he got.
Yeah. But yeah, fucking. Yeah, you hit me up about that show because, like, dude, we're already planning shows for next year. Like, I think next March, Macy and I are going down to Jacksonville to see Fall Out Boy.
What?
Nice. And then you're coming to Utah in April.
That's right. April 4th, right?
I don't remember.
I thought it was the 19th.
Yeah, 19th sounds right.
Oh, 19th. Sorry.
Sorry, I didn't respond to that group text. I was in the middle of enjoying the greatest show of my life.
Ah, that's fair.
April 19th.
What's going on April 19th?
Circle pit.
A circle pit is going on. No, Alpine Loop opening for Driveways. I'm so stoked. Driveways is one of my favorite bands of the last 5 years. I think it's their first time ever coming to Utah, and we're opening for them. So pretty pumped about that.
Who's all on the tour? Like, you're the local band opening up?
Yeah, I don't know who else is on the tour.
So
they haven't announced it
how
yet
does
or
that
anything.
Go down? Did they reach out to the label or did they message you?
Oh, it was through, I don't know, booking something. Some Utah guy reached out to me.
Gotcha.
But yeah, that tour is not announced yet, so I don't know anything about it.
Fair enough. Because I'm on their, yeah, I was like on their IG, like looking for the tour poster. And there is none.
Yeah, there's none. But there will be.
They're from, they're from Massachusetts.
Yeah, they got that Boston accent hard.
How long have they been around? Massachusetts or Pennsylvania?
I think they're from Massachusetts.
Yeah, Saugus, Mass.
A little bit of delay in response, but I'll take it.
It's because I'm reading their fucking page, bro.
Well,
I don't multitask well.
Apparently. Sorry that you just suck.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
Make fun of me because I'm a retard.
Uh-huh.
You're going to get canceled for that.
Have you tried not being stupid?
Word. So, have y'all listened to any of the new shit that's, like, come out?
Like what?
I like those new Blink songs, all right. I didn't love them.
I haven't listened to Dance With Me yet, but I did really enjoy One More Time.
Oh, by the way, Tom's movie came out today.
About the aliens?
Yeah.
Is it on Amazon?
I don't know. It's in like select theaters and it said it's streaming too. What was it called? Like something of California. Let me look it up real fast. Movie Monsters of California. Let's see where you can stream it.
Is it about Pizzagate?
I don't know. I think it's about Tom's first erection.
It rose as slowly as the sun that morning.
Taking it all back to the age of three.
It looks like you can only rent it. You can rent it on Amazon for $15. I don't think you can just like stream it in.
Stream it? Bullshit.
I'm sure it'll, if it's any good at all, it'll come out streaming somewhere. They're just trying to make some money off it first.
Yeah, it's like that. That documentary that the child star, oh God, what's his name?
Macaulay Culkin.
The one that was in the Goonies.
You mean Samwise Gamgee?
No.
Oh, fucking Corey.
Yeah, Corey
Feldman.
Feldman. Yeah, he made
the rock star?
He made a doc. Yeah, he made a documentary saying he was going to expose all the pedos in the system, but then he said only for a small fee of like $50 at the theater.
Dang, no,
and it was like, you know, you think you want to like, you know, do a thing where like, you know, you just out them so you save other children from harm, but no, $50, please.
Tom's is like a real movie, though. It's not a documentary. But I'm sure there's pedophilia in it. Come on, he's a Freemason.
Oh shit. Oh,
oh
shit.
God.
I'm just kidding. Shit. Oh shit.
What do you know about it, Mormon?
I love Blake 182. All right.
Musk gets fired.
And don't call me a Mormon. God damn.
He's not
I'm
a
from
Mormon. He's
Utah.
that other, what's the one from Pennsylvania?
Amish.
No. Oh God, I'm just blanking on everything I want to talk about.
Shaker.
Shaker. He's a shaker.
You mean a Quaker?
A Quaker?
There's both.
No, he said it so confidently. I was like, yes, a shaker.
No, there's both. I'm like 99% sure.
Oh, God. Yeah, there's Shaker Grits and Quaker Oats, bitch.
That's right.
Oh, the fucking Quaker.
It's a shaker. It's actually a shaker.
Oh God. Mag Park, they announced the Halloween mixtape too, and then they kind of, it makes sense now with what you told us about the whole single movement, because like they announced the mixtape, which is actually like 17 songs, but like three of the songs were already released because they were singles, and then they released three more singles, so there's already six singles out on it, which I'm kind of like in the middle of, because like three of them sound like the Mag Park that got us like into them, like when they first started blowing up on TikTok, and then the other three are kind of like what they're like trying to do, like they're like the project, or you know, direction that they're trying to go with their last couple singles before that, that I'm not like the biggest fan of. Like I like a lot of the new wave of the pop punk, but I don't like the super like hip hop inspired types of it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I just think there's better bands than Mag Park who are doing that stuff just better.
If you want to talk about a better band than Mag Park that just released a whole album that is absolutely fire from start to finish, look no more, my friend. Koyo's album released on Friday.
Koyo, boyo.
And they released, you know, three singles and then dropped the album, 11 track album. And I've been bumping the singles ever since they came out. And then the whole album came out and they were, all the songs were just as fire as the fucking singles. And for real, like if you like pop punk with the fucking hardcore tones, like super hardcore, like driven pop punk, dude, Would You Miss It by Koyo. That album is absolutely fire from start to finish.
I'll check it out. Adding it right now.
Like, I get a lot of fucking Parker vibes, you know? You know, like, how in Story So Far, on like, a lot of the songs when, like, Parker's, like, scream singing, like, angry and heavy?
Yeah.
That's how this entire album is.
Dope. I'll definitely check it out tomorrow.
Cause check it out.
And then Neck Deep released their second single of the year with It Won't Be Like This Forever, which came with a music video and everything. And I enjoyed it.
Yeah, like, that was good.
It wasn't like the greatest song they put out, but it was, you know, it was solid. And then on top of it, they announced a US tour. And guess who's going to see them in Atlanta, bruh?
Me?
I mean, if you want to come out, if you want to come out, go ahead.
I was just guessing.
Presale went live yesterday, and Branch is like, nah, I'm good. So me and Macy are going to Atlanta to see him.
Hell yeah. Who are they touring with?
Barings and I forget who else. Drain? No, not Drain. Is it Drain?
Train.
Train God, drain. Drain the main vein.
Where is that? Where is that? Yeah, drain, bearings, and higher power.
Cool.
Dick, never heard of anything.
Yeah, I've heard of bearings. Never got into them.
Yo, so, you know, because I suck at geography. What are you closer to? Arizona, California, or Idaho?
Idaho.
How far away are you from Boise?
5 hours.
Well, they're playing in Boise.
It's actually not that bad.
No. No, that's not bad. I mean, you don't want to drive that in the winter. It sucks, but.
I bet.
Yeah, it's in February, bro.
Yeah, definitely
Yeah.
not.
That's not fun.
Dude, the show that we're going to, I just realized, is the second show of the tour. They're doing Nashville on a Thursday and then Atlanta on a Friday.
Hell yeah, all
Dude.
warmed up.
They're playing the Eastern. I've never been to that venue, so that's cool.
Never even heard of that one.
Yeah, so fucking Loop released a new single with more shit coming, and you said a month, right? We're putting you on a timetable.
I'm hoping to like have a release date in the next month for the first single.
So the release is to be determined in a month. And
Right.
then y'all are opening up for Driveways. Driveways.
Driveway.
On a tour that is yet to be announced.
Yes.
Yes.
And your creative partner and co-founder of Loop is dedicating his soul to Loop.
Yes. There was a whole ritual. Hands cut open, circles of candles.
Mushroom cap touching mushroom cap.
I mean, they touched, but it wasn't like it was, we didn't make a thing out of it,
Touch things.
you know?
Right. Well, if anybody's listening to this and they have hookup on the state champ show in Salt Lake next week, hook Casper up.
Here, here.
Do
I love state champs, but I ain't paying $150 to see them open up for anybody.
I
Do
know, dude. And if they were headlining, I'd be angry, but I might still even pay it.
it. I'm angrily paying for this.
Yeah, because when they
But
headline, they play 15 fucking songs.
right, and I looked up their set list. It is a good set list, but it's 10 songs, and Boys Like Girls are good. Like, don't get me wrong. I looked up their set list and I'm like, man, I haven't listened to Boys Like Girls in 15 years. But I
Throw
actually like
it away,
know
forget
all their set
yesterday.
list, most of it. It's good stuff. But not
We'll
$150,
all
man.
make the great escape.
I used to be love drunk, but now I'm hungover.
Yeah, I mean, those are bangers.
They are bangers. I was like a junior in high school when those songs came out.
Speaking of bangers,
junior in high school.
yeah,
What?
come on, Casper. You've been on this and listening to this for too long. What are we in the show with?
Friday bangers.
Did you come prepared?
Yeah, I'm doing my own song, Alpine Loop. I'm good. Cover on the Pop Goes Hardcore Volume 2. Check it out.
All right, Brains, what you got?
Don't Let Me Go, Goldfinger.
Ooh.
I only
Very good.
discovered this album like a month ago, but I've been like listening to it like at least once a day.
All right.
Me too.
Mine is an oldie, but a goodie. I mentioned them a little bit earlier in the band or in the podcast.
Mill and Colin.
Mill and Colin. Could you guess which song?
Mayfly.
No.
Vulcan Ears.
Nope.
Fox.
All right. 22 by Mill and Colin. Do you even know that song?
No.
Oh, it's a goodie. You got to listen to it.
Deal. You don't know it? Failure.
Do you know it, Braids?
Failure.
That's Braids knows most of the songs, even if he doesn't know the names or who's playing them, because
he sits in a car with you.
Yep.
Or he spent hours and hours on job sites with me, and I just play my shit.
Yep.
But lately, I just listen to the Pat McAfee show while I'm working, and so he just now he makes fun and jokes on things that they do on the podcast.
He just makes it easy. Like some of it's just like catchy. Like if I'm on site and I hear him talk, the way he says "champion" just always tickles me.
Champion.
He goes Super Bowl champion. I'm just saying, you're so cute, Brad. He said the thing. Not Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl champion.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us. Casper. Okay. Casper, we appreciate you coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks, babe.
We can't wait for the 5th of shit.
November?
For the 5th of November to find out when the single is going to get dropped.
Hell yeah.
And with that being said, guys, like I said at the beginning of the show, Blue Ridge Firefest Part 4 will be next week. And remember, as always, when hell is full, you can catch me in the pit.
Later. Brains out with it. And that's a wrap.
well, you see.